Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We want to talk about how God is answering prayer. And we've been praying as well, you know, as many of you, that God would send revival and a third great awakening upon our land. And we've been hearing pockets of revival breaking out. Actually, I'm reminded of Perry Stone's prophetic word that there would be pockets of revival that would be happening across the country. And there's word that there is a movement, there's a revival happening in West Virginia. In fact, it's actually spilling out into Kentucky, and it's happening in maybe some of the most unlikely place. It's happening in the school system among students. The reports are that over 150 students got saved in one high school alone, that young people are being stirred to preach the gospel in the hallways, and students are just filling the hallways. They're just stopping just to listen. And it's going across denominational lines. I want you to watch what CBN's reporting about this, because it's actually starting to catch news, and it's being printed in the newspapers. Watch this.
Climactic time. I think that many years of creating a spiritual vacuum inside of kids by not teaching them the true reality of, that there's a destiny in God. And I think when they hear a message of hope, that really speaks to them, because they're kind of hanging in a spiritual limbo. I think they press into it quickly to take it, because they know that's the truth.
And that you would enter our hearts, God, that you would affect every family that's associated with my school. Lord, you're going to break the chains.
Because this will only grow, God. No matter where the people in the stadium go, we will share it with the world, God.
This is so exciting. Listen, God is pouring out his spirit, and there's so many things that are happening right now that are just converging. You just had in Azusa Street 100,000 believers crying out for this third great awakening in LA Coliseum, as well as 30,000 ministers on the same day, April the 9th, crying and repenting, you know, crying out to God. And this summer in July, 1 million teenagers are going to the nation's mall just to repent and cry out to God. Listen, it's happening. And we're going to talk more about this when we get back on the break, because you want to participate. Listen, you want to jump in and be all in for what God is doing in this hour. You know, tomorrow is written in a fool's calendar. All you and I have is today. So we got to seize the moment. Revival, revival, Steve, in West Virginia.
Yes.
Man, we've been praying and just crying out to God and believing. You know, we end all of our programs with a prayer. Dear God, end abortion and send a third great awakening.
Yeah.
And you can hear it in chorus now. I mean, there's a symphony of prayers and people coming into agreement, believers, saying that, listen, we need a move of God in our nation again. And we got to get back to basics, get back to the original intent. God is good. He has expectations.
Still in control.
We have sinned. Lord, forgive us. And we need to honor you in our lives, in our homes, in our nations, in our churches. God, we just have your way. We've tried our way, but God, we want to go back to your way.
Yeah.
And it's just so cool.
And it's so encouraging. Like when you, to talk about revival is one thing, and then just to see the young people and to see people that are hungry and just going after God in the middle of a hallway and when you look back and you look at the history of revival and what God has done in former moments of when he's just poured out his spirit, you look at Azusa Street, you look at the Brownsville revival, this is characteristics of what has happened when the young people get touched, because the exact same thing happened in Brownsville. You had surrounding school districts that the entire school was just experiencing the presence of God in the middle of hallways of people, in the middle of class, and then teachers are being talked to, that kids are just coming up to him and just saying, I think I want to give my life to Jesus
now
in their office. And it's like the exact same thing is happening again. It's exciting.
It is very exciting. And so we want to encourage you. Listen, you don't want to look at something and say, wow, you can be right in the middle of it. You know, instead of waiting for a revival to fall, you can be in personal revival every single day. Personal revival is when you get up in the morning, you don't say, dear God, it's morning. You go, oh my goodness, it's morning. I get to spend time with Jesus, you know, and getting back to the place where The last thing you think about before you lay your head to bed is thinking about the Lord. And the first thing you think about when you wake up in the morning is Him.
Mm-hmm.
And you think about Him all day long. It's really a beautiful, wonderful thing because, you know, Jesus loves you. He loves every single person on the face of this earth. And as if you've been watching VFN TV, I mean, we share so many of the things that are happening right now in the world. It doesn't take a rocket science these days to know that we are getting close. You know, it doesn't take someone who is really well-versed in the Bible to know that the time is soon approaching. And the goal has never, ever changed. You know, heaven full, hell empty. And we all can participate. And I'll share with someone the other day, Steve, that, you know what, it's going to be so amazing in heaven. You're going to want to know that someone that is there in heaven, you're going to want to know that you helped to bring somebody there. You know what I mean? Yeah. You played a role. So you can avoid tomorrow's regrets today by saying, Lord, you know, use me. I want to be all in what you're doing in this hour. I don't want to watch it. I don't want to spectate. I want to be right in the middle of it. But speaking about being right in the middle of it and making these awesome decisions and choices in life, is Adam LaRoche. You may not know about him, and I just, you know, I enjoy sports, and, you know, in particular baseball. It's just,
you love baseball.
Well, you know,
from time to time,
I don't know if I love baseball. I enjoy baseball. I enjoy baseball, man. And I really like when you have players that understand that it's just a game and that there are more important things in life than the game. You know, sometimes people, we get caught up in the game or the job or the whatever. But God didn't put us here just for that, that there is a greater purpose for us walking on the face of the earth. You know, the way you walk, the way you talk, the way you breathe, the way you look, act, the intrinsic qualities that you have, the things that make you you. You're one of a kind because God purposed you before the foundations of the world. And this is just a dry rehearsal, Steve. We're just passing through.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.